Yes, my daddy was a firefighter. He personally strangled over 600 fires with his own bare hands.
Let me show you a monkey raised on a nursing wire mother.
You know, Oyster, some days I wish I were a cabinet.
A cabinet. Yeah, I get it. You always want something inside yourself that somebody else wants.
No, Oyster, I want to be dissolved.
Hot dogs come in packages of 10. Hot dog buns come in packages of 8. When my husband left me, he gave no notice. I only saw the Wienermobile peeling out of the driveway. I think I dinged him with my 32, but he kept driving. I now have 2 hot dogs in the fridge, but no buns to hold them. So it goes. Oh, I just remembered I need to make a run for mustard. See you later.
God damn it. I'm already 5 minutes late to work. Where's my fucking train? The longer I sit by myself on this filth-ridden platform, the longer I stew on the people they've killed. They promised the trains would be on time. I don't want to think about the murdered people. I just want to ride my choo-choo. Ooh, there's a rat. Hi, Ratty.
So the other day, I met a man down by the drugstore and he was playing a guitar. Some of the prettiest guitar I ever heard. Well, afterwards I got up and talked to him, and I told him my story about how I'm a naturally violent man, but the guitar saved my life. Well, you know, can't play the guitar with a closed fist, can you? Not too well, at least. And he said to me,
For me, playing a guitar is like making love to a beautiful woman.
And that made great sense to me, you know. Because I can't make a guitar come either.
Vanessa and I always enjoy a summer evening with John and Doreen at the lake. Our boys are the same age and have a lot in common. Camping and fishing and talking about the man who cooks omelets on the computer screen. What his omelets must taste like. They must be good if he gets to cook them on the computer. Mine always turn into scrambled eggs by the end. Anywho, our Jake was asking where his friend Branston was when he was last at summer camp. They were pretty much joined to the hip, Jake and Branston, and always went to camp together, coming home laughing and covered with ticks and chigger bites and skunk stink. John explained that he and Doreen felt that Branston was getting a little too close to Jake, and that he had sent their boy to a special camp where they make sure Branston isn't a homosexual, and if he might be, convinces him that he is not. There's a ropes course, and there are trust falls and movie night on a big projector, and also verbal abuse. That's when I put down my highball and bent John over the pool table and started kicking him. Doreen was not very happy with me at this point. She started hitting me about the face and the neck with a cast iron skillet. I will not raise my hand to any woman, but I did tell Doreen to suck eggs as I continued to kick the ever-loving shit out of John. Vanessa stood in the corner, smoking and laughing.
And now, an intermission!
Springbok, a wet box of matches, a joke, a throat, a burlap sack of chickpeas, a goose, a noose, a noodle tied up like a shoelace, a stump, a shovel, a bushel of grass clippings at the bottom of a disused well, a styrofoam bucket of earthworms, a paper cut that will not stop bleeding no matter what, a Dvorak keyboard, a Rorschach test, a bottle of glue, a concrete pool for elephants, a shark collar, a laserdisc copy of Escape from New York, a flask, a casket, a twisted up bundle of sour gummy worms, a gibbon's penis, a tortoise's penis, a knife at the neck of a landlord. There are many things in this world, but for this week, these are the things.
The Angel of Death attends a comedy show. It is sparsely attended at 3 a.m. Ordinary people do not attend these events at that hour. And most people in this town disappointingly ordinary, at least from the perspective of a stand-up comedian. But the angel is there, waiting. The comedian accepts his pity applause and walks off.
Ooh.
He wanders straight to the bar where he belongs anyway. All the world is stage if you're actually funny. And he's out of this world. Death sidles along beside him.
I've really liked your set,
he says. Funny. I didn't hear you laughing, replied the comedian.
Got me there. Next round's on me.
Technically speaking, all the rounds so far were on you anyways. Death chuckles. Made you laugh, says the comedian. The Angel of Death straightens its scythe and downs his tequila. It spills out through his ribs and gets all over his cloak.
This happens every time I kill room.
The comedian barely stifles an utter fit. The angel of death leans over and says,
"Made you laugh."
On this episode, we talk turnips. Later, we sample some toad gin. But now, we take to the High Street to answer whether unattractive people should be allowed to have sex. Hello?
Hello there.
Should unattractive people be allowed to have sex?
Yes.
Butch was a very good boy until he joined the Order of the Cyclops. He started smoking cigarette joints and hanging around down by the docks. He got the nickname Baloney Bobby. That's what they call him down by the docks. One day, he killed his father in a jealous rage over the last pancake off the griddle. The Order of the Cyclops condones senseless murder. Here, take this leaflet that goes over all of our core tenets and principles.
You grew up on a farm, so you should know. How long does it take? Before something dies, they start to smell. You know. It's right away. We got special nice bacteria that keeps us going. It lives in our guts, it lives on our skin. But when there's no purchase left in our bodies for them, they vamoose. The overture of stench begins sans intermission. That's why we have perfume and potpourri and flowers.
This is a classified document. This information is not to leave this room.
It just says weapon for geese.